Okay, a lot of you, I see a lot of new people here. I'm Angie's father. I have three kids, Noah, Liam, and Nehemiah. And I've been in Mexico for 3 years. I want to thank the Lord for His grace, because without His grace, I wouldn't continue on the ministry. But it's Him, and by Him and His strength that I've been keeping on. I want to thank the Lord for each and every one of you here that have been praying for us, lifting us up in prayer and holding us, because without those prayers, we'd be back here. I want to thank the Lord for all the offerings, the hands that have given, because every soul that is in Mexico, it's a part of your life. And I thank the Lord for that, because so many times, you know, and it's not only the offerings that we stand on, it's by faith, because the Lord said, we're just jumping out by faith. It's the faith that we have to stand on the Lord. I want to thank the Lord for each and every one that has attended my father-in-law and my mother-in-law's funeral, because it was a great blessing to me. Just the songs, too, that were sang by Bernie. I thank the Lord for that, because we were so close to my father-in-law, and it was a shock to us to know that they had passed away so quick and so close. I'd like to thank the Lord, too, for my three kids. They've been a blessing to me throughout this year. This year went by so fast, so quick, and they've been in my sight, right behind me when I had surgery. I'd like to talk a little about that, thanking the Lord that we as parents, a lot of times, we don't think about it. We don't thank them enough. But through my surgery, they've been in my sight. They've been helping me, we lived in a two-story house, and taking me hot water to do my dressings and all of that. They were, to me, they were the best blessing in the world. They cooked for themselves when I couldn't cook, and I could barely walk. I couldn't even walk for a couple of weeks, and they were cooking on their own, and they wanted to, and so I let them, and they did a good job, and I thank the Lord. I want to thank the Lord, too, for the ministry that He's given me in Salamanca. The church has been already established, and each and every one of you have a part of it, and keep praying for me. And the Lord hasn't finished with me. We're in Morelia, and pray for us. We're there on our own. And it's been a blessing because Roland's been already out preaching, and my son's been with him too, helping him. And I thank the Lord for that. I want to share a little bit. I want to thank the Lord too, before I forget, for Al, Dad. I remember when we first started the ministry, I never expected to be a missionary's wife. And because of him and his prayer, and because faithful men like Brent that have gone door to door, they were the ones that led me to know the Lord, because I would have been in hell. I thank the Lord for Mom and Dad. In 1 Thessalonians 2:19 says, "For what is our joy? For what is our hope, our joy, our crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at His coming?" The refreshing thing that gives me so much joy, so much peace, is seeing somebody come to know the Lord and seeing them grow in the Lord. And as a missionary's wife, I have a part of that, just being in my husband's ministry. We've been going out together and sharing with other families, and it's an enjoyment because they want to hear more. A lot of Mexican people don't own a Bible, so it's new to them. And I thank the Lord that, like Michael was saying, you know, there's a lot of people that want to hear the Word, and we're out there. It gives me a lot of joy to see these people coming to know the Lord and wanting more. I think about Lucia. She has been growing so much in the Lord. She wants to do so much for the Lord, and she's out every day passing out tracts with Lucia. And it's a blessing to see that. I'd like to share a point, too. It says, it's from anonymous, it says, "God does not pay as others pay in goods that perish or decay. But this is sure, let come what may, who does God's work will give God's pay." Amen. I want God's pay. I don't want the world's pay, because God is the best payer in the world. Amen. Let's turn to Jeremiah 17, this has been the verses for when I was lying in bed with the operation. I was so mad at God because the next day was when my father-in-law passed away. Well, my mother-in-law passed away, and I wasn't able to attend her funeral. And it was hard on me because I wanted to be there. I wanted to comfort my dad. I couldn't. And the Lord gave me this. Jeremiah 17:7-8. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when he cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. And 14 it says, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. Amen. For thou art my praise. Amen. Through this time, I was kind of upset. But when the Lord gave me this, I said, what am I doing? You know, I should be praising him. I should be lifting him. I should be praying for my husband, because he's going through a lot. And that's when I asked the Lord to forgive me, and I started praying and rejoicing in the Lord. Here's another. In Psalms 37, 37:23 says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Every step we take, it's ordered already. And I've learned this the hard way, because a lot of times the Lord broke me, because sometimes I would say, I want to do this, Lord. And I would try to rush, and nothing went right. And I'd say, Lord, what am I doing? It's my will. And I would return back home crying. A lot of times when God tells us to stop, we always fuss and argue, and we don't want to listen to him. But there's a time that he wants to stop us, and we have to thank him. And that was a time that he stopped me. And I praise the Lord that he did, because it was a blessed time with me and him together when my husband wasn't there. We can just wait. As we grow, we can wait and grow and trust in the Lord if we wait patiently. Here's a poem. It says, oh, for the peace of perfect trust, my living God, in thee, and unwavering faith that never doubts, thou choosest best for me. He's the only one that chooses the best, nobody else. In Psalms 128, it says, blessed is everyone, all verse 28, blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways, for thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, that thus shalt the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children in peace upon Israel. It says, thy children like olive plants round about. I want to thank the Lord for all the blessings that he's given me. And without his blessings, there's nothing. There's nothing in the world. And I thank the Lord for the children that he's given me. Children are a blessing to the Lord. And I want to thank the Lord through the times that I was going through afflictions. They were there. One more verse is 2 Corinthians 3:2. It says, you are our epistle written in our hearts, known and read of all men. I've been noticing in Mexico that a lot of the women read us, and they tell us. Before we left Salamanca, a lot of the women came up to me and thanked me for some of the things I've told them. And I just want to thank the Lord that he had given me the words to say, because it wasn't my wisdom. It was the Lord's wisdom. And we can hinder or we can better the ministry. I want to talk to a lot of the women. You can turn your husband and you can destroy. You can do him for the good or you can do him for the bad. A lot of you women need to know that the Lord wants men to serve him. And with prayer, I never thought my husband was going to be a missionary.